Welcome. Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode. What is this, episode 3? Yeah. Episode 3 of the Late Nights podcast with Sexy and Savage. Did I say that wrong? Yeah, I'm a little high, everybody, but hey.
Happy birthday to us, guys.
It's the Leos in here. Roar. I mean, roar.
A what?
Roar. You're Leo. Roar. You got... Come on, man. Whatever. But no, what's going on, people? How was your birthday?
My birthday was very lonely. I spent it by myself.
Why are you saying that? Don't say that.
I took myself to dinner, and I went for a car drive. My lonely birthday. And that's how I tend to keep off 34. How was your birthday, though?
It was cool.
Did you get any cutty?
No, I didn't get no ass, but I went out and had a good time.
Did you get some head?
Jerked off.
Me too. Masturbation's fine.
Shut up.
What?
No, but I had a good birthday, man. I had a good time.
I see you went to Topgolf. That's one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
That was your first time going?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. I had a good time.
That's dope. Dope, dope. What are we talking about this week?
You sent me the cool...
Wet ass pussy!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wet ass pussy and weak ass pussy and...
I like the wet ass pussy. We gonna go with that one. I mean, that...
The wetter the better.
Are we talking about the song or the real thing?
Let's talk about
the song was raw.
The song is so controversial right now.
Ain't nothing wrong, man.
A lot of people are very upset at WAP and Cardi and Meg Thee Stallion.
I heard good praises. I ain't ever heard no bad praises.
Well, I've been looking on a lot of social media, and you know, people just been saying a lot of stupid ass shit about it. Like, some people are mad. Like, why would their ladies? They should respect themselves. But I feel like this is a lane for everybody. And, you know, they just choose to talk about wet-ass pussy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Megan, anytime she fucking raps.
And not to mention,
I get horny
the beat
as hell.
On that shit was fire. Yeah. As the soon as I heard it, I was like, this is it!
I'm like, I'm sitting back like, oh, they killed that shit. That was a good fucking thing. They did a good job.
This shit was so fire. Yeah. I loved it. Shout out Cardi. You did an amazing job.
That was a good song. That's a great song. It's a song. The best shit of 2020 so far.
What was your favorite part of the song, though?
Megan Thee Stallion shit. Everything she was rapping about, she sounded like she was, like, ready to fuck right after she wrote that verse. Like,
she said, gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me. That right there alone was like, okay, bitch, yes.
She called me a bottom feeder.
If you ate her ass.
I said, damn, I'll be called that. Good shit. I'll be Meg's bottom feeder.
You will?
Yes.
My favorite part of the song was, I want you to touch that little dingly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My head game is fire. My punani's Dasani. I hate Dasani water, so I necessarily wouldn't say Dasani, because that is the most fucked up ass water you could fucking
drink. It had just had the rhyme, okay?
It did, but punani, Dasani, Fiji water, me, Evian, the Panasonic water, whatever that shit is from wherever. I'm not Dasani water. I'm... something else other than that shit. Like, that shit's trash. But what is that dingly thing in the back of your throat called?
Your tonsils.
That's not... Your tonsils are the balls on the side.
Them your tonsils.
That little dingly thingy that has?
Yeah.
I ain't never had nobody touch that before. I don't have a gag.
I mean, you don't know if you can feel it, though.
Because one time I looked in the back of my throat one time to see... And when I open my mouth up real wide and I breathe in, it goes up. So I don't think you can necessarily touch it unless your thing curves up.
I don't know.
Here, let me Google it. Dingly thing in the back of your throat.
You do that. I mean, I've hit that before. I mean,
you have?
I hit the back of a throat before.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Good. It's the best.
What makes it so good? Have you had a very dry pussy?
If I have had who? You know what? I never had a bad sex experience. I had one because she was asking me to do some shit and it was weird.
What she asked you to do?
She was telling me, like, the way she was telling me was made it weird. She was telling me, like, beat it with a belt.
What?
And I'm like, I didn't mind doing it.
Fucking her, beat it with
a belt. But it was like, it was weird how she, like, said it. I don't know. At the time, I was just like, what? What the fuck
is this? Timmy, you ever had a drap pussy?
Drap pussy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got spit on it, like, in the pornos and shit.
No way.
Yeah. Oh. No, I ain't never had a drap pussy, though.
No, I never have experienced. I will say this: if I'm not sexually attracted to a guy, my shit will not get wet. Then that is, I know that there's an issue because once you, it's like a running leaky faucet once it gets started. But if I'm not feeling no nigga, that shit will be dry as a motherfucker Sahara Desert. You wanted to dry as a Sahara Desert. What is an Amazon River?
Yeah, that wet and good
we
shit.
We need someone to confirm or deny such accusations.
You got that wet and good shit.
Well, I would. Let me see.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
I wonder if I can get someone to confirm it.
See, because if we was on live, you could have said that. Like, yes,
you do. No, I ain't going to do that to myself. But just know that, you know, I have never had any complaints.
So the song resonated.
I love that song. I think that shit's cold as hell. I am all about female empowerment, loving the pussy, talking about the pussy. I love Miss Mulatto, all her little songs. Yes, bitch, come through. I was
that?
The little bitch off the rap game. Miss Mulatto, that's on the, what song is that?
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm going to play a snippet. Can we play a snippet of a song?
But I can't let a broke nigga beat. No, he for the streets. So when you see me, nigga, don't speak. Put him straight to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ain't on YouTube.
Okay, cool. But even if we are, we could just put that little disclosure thingy.
Know about it, but you ain't got it in your playlist. You supposed to have it together. See? Ain't no true fan.
I said I liked her. I never fucking said that I was.
You like somebody, you be a true fan.
I'm trying to find the name of the song. She featured on so many songs.
Since you get wet and stuff, when you masturbate, do you use toys or?
I've been banned from using toys.
Why?
Because I've desensitized myself.
What?
Yeah, like, okay, so if you're a true fan, a toy user, I don't like sticking anything inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I use vibrators. So, but sometimes I tend to go overboard and I can make myself come in like 3 minutes legit. Like I have a Hitachi magic wand that I had to hide from myself because I would put it on the highest setting.
I was just gonna say, what setting is you
why,
on?
Why you talking about some 3 minutes? Why you wanna bust so fast? Like, why you wanna enjoy like, it?
Right to
why
it?
You wanna?
No, like because I just wanna just feel like I just got fucked sometimes. And so like sometimes I'll use two toys at one time.
Oh, okay.
And be like, God damn. And then I just fall right to sleep like, damn, bitch, you did that. Pat myself on the back.
Wow. I don't come when I masturbate. I like the edge.
So you get your nut to the top and stop?
Yeah. And like keep going. I go back again.
And then when do you release?
Never. Until like I have sex, maybe. I don't know why. It just, it's a better sensation.
Like, sometimes.
Sometimes I do.
Like, whenever I do get a boyfriend, I promise you, like, he'll get all the random videos in the world. Because sometimes I be trying to catch it, like, right in the moment. And then that shit be so intense, I just catch the mess part. Like, not the lead up to it. You know what I'm saying? Because it be happening so quick, I be trying to grab my phone, make sure that I hold it, not wet my phone up if I'm trying to make myself squirt. I'll
why you just don't set it?
Well, because you know, I be having kids and shit, so I be having to like
get a little tripod.
Ain't running up the stairs and shit, and my man just be like
lock the door,
trying to nut, and then you hear like, "Mom, what you in there?" Then I'm like, "God damn, go! I'm on a conference call."
Damn. Maybe you gotta.
And if you see my kids, you don't have ignorant ass kids.
So put a do not disturb sticker on there, like so they didn't know mom at work. Mom,
I'll be like, y'all, I'm about to be on a very important conference call, so don't come upstairs.
You should put that on the door. Put like a thing on the door when you. You know, you finna
get that do not disturb sign.
Please yourself. Put mom at work. Put mom at work.
First of all, you see my kids.
Mom at work. I'm gonna get you one. I'm gonna look. Matter of fact, let me look at Amazon right now. Do not Amazon. Get it. Mom at work. We gonna put mom at work on.
Baby.
Look at that mom at work sign right there. Look at it. Bam. I'm finna get this motherfucker for you.
Add to cart.
Yeah.
I'm finna get this for you. Wait, no, nah, this ain't no bee crossing. I guess you the queen bee. Yup, I could put that. You could just be like, look, kids, this means mom is working.
Miss Mulatto song. I don't know who she was featured on, but it was a real nasty song. Oh, she was on a Lil Boosie. I like nasty, nasty. That song right there. Have you heard that one?
You like that ratchet shit. I like cool music.
Well, you know, I am a sophisticated ratchet, very sophisticated. Maybe clashing, I'm a little classy, and I'm a lot of bit of ratchet sometimes. But, you know, I represent the sophisticated ratchet, clashing bitches.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
You love that shit. So do you.
Hit the topics. Are you still going to find this on?
Hold on, before y'all get to the topic. How does one get to the two-toy action?
Well, you know, sometimes you just... Well, okay, so...
Do you fuck with toys?
Yeah, I would.
Would you?
I have... Well, yeah. Now, hold on, guys.
Yeah, we double-teaming you right now.
I've done...
DP!
Now, let's see here. Now, who am I using the toy on? Am I using the toy on myself, or am I using the toy on him?
This toy's in bed, period.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I feel like everyone should incorporate toys into the bedroom.
Okay.
I feel that way because sometimes... I don't know if everyone feels like I feel, but sometimes... There's only so much fucking him and I could do. And so if you're in a long-term relationship, I highly recommend you guys use toys.
Right.
Only because it'll break up the monotony of the on the back, on the knees, on the this, on the that. Like, bring a different sensation into the bedroom. If you're not into bringing other women into your bedroom, bring something extra. Spice it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Switch right. it up on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, use pussy pumps or use cock rings. I highly recommend cock rings.
Mm-hmm.
Only because if you get a vibrating cock ring, it actually makes him last longer because of the pressure. And then when he gets ready to bust, just whip that bad boy off. That's what strippers do. You know that, right? They try strings, like they get themselves hard. I only know this, guys, because I used to date
him. First of all, why did you just say that? I'm looking like, girls. Well, girls don't put this on them. What the fuck are you talking about?
I used to date a stripper. So, like, I know how they keep their dicks hard throughout their whole set. And when they get ready to end their set, they'll pull the string off of their balls. And it releases the pressure.
Right? I use a cock ring.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'm a shooter. My nut can never shoot.
To the cock ring pill?
I did it on my own.
A cock ring is not a pill.
No, I'm saying, did she introduce him to it?
Like, you should get a cock ring.
No.
I was in a store, the sex store one day, and I had saw it. I'm like, I'm gonna try this out.
Shout out to the bitch that work at Lover's Lane in Villa Park.
We go there.
Lombard. Yes. She's like.
You supposed to go to the real grimy, like the one on Black Ford City. There you go. You go to about a dirty motel.
Well, guys.
You go to a nasty one.
Again, guys, I have class. And I have standards. I go to several different sex stores. But I go to the Lover's Lane in Villa Park or Lombard. I don't know, whatever. It's right on Roosevelt Road, y'all. I go there because there's a young black girl that works there. And she is amazing. She's kind of emo. And you could tell that she doesn't have friends. So we went in there one night to go get some things for a bachelorette party. It was last minute or whatever. And that young lady, bless her heart, she took her time. She was showing us all the good. She was really trying to get a sale. And so she wrote her number on the back of my receipt and said, girls, I want some friends. Y'all can always call me. Now, I lost the damn receipt, but I always go back and check on her. And she always be, she's on point when it comes to them toys. Like, she knows what to
work
for.
Did you get a number?
I don't know what I did with it, but I know where she
works. But I'm saying, boy, you never get a number. I hung out with her.
Well, because I just lost my receipt, but I do go see her.
Right, if you go see her, why you don't stop saying, hey,
because
give me your number,
girl?
She's
not the kind of gal that I would probably
be with. Just say that.
I said she's an emo kind of gal.
She's never going to hang out with.
What's your PH for now?
Nah, I won't.
She'll be as a friend.
She
probably
stuck
your dick real good too,
cause
she did.
Oh, we could probably record a porn in there. We could probably interview her. Get us, we can interview her. See, bam, we get an interview.
What's your
OnlyFans doing? Oh, it's finna be bumping that. We ain't tell y'all this, people, cause we ain't got no camera. I shaved my head, right? So I'm bald.
Okay.
And I got a tattoo on the side of my head with the three X's. Bam. So when I eat ass or some pussy, you'll see the three X's. Bam.
Oh, and that's gonna.
And you'll be like, I know that's PJ Fucker. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm finna go.
This
motherfucker. This nigga made it seem like he finna just be out here. He has raw footage with somebody amazing.
I'm just saying this shit finna be cold.
Ladies, he is very handsome.
This is finna be. Motherfucker seen me.
This 3X shit. This nigga got me excited for nothing.
One.
You don't like the 3X?
You don't like the 3X?
First of all, yeah, but I didn't think this nigga... You see how hype he just got?
Like, I'm just saying...
Damn! You know...
That'd be wrong. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna get me a Feats Only OnlyFans.
I told you to get it.
I think I'm gonna do that.
Get it.
I've been nervous to do it, though. But whatever. So, have you ever been in some pussy and your dick go limp? Like, it just won't get hard. Like, it just
and it be, oh, you saying the whole night it won't get hard? Or yeah, and like, I'm it hard is. For a minute, but then I drop.
Yeah. No, like, you just won't never get hard.
Oh. No, I don't think that ever happened to me.
It never happened.
I'm trying to think, like, have I ever not wanted to have sex with somebody? Like, nah, I'm all right.
Really?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm just trying. That I can understand, but I'm talking about to the point where I ain't getting horny at all. Like, nah. I know, like, my jack is, but. Nah, that never happened to me. I never been to the point like I'm turned off by somebody.
I've had it happen to me before, like, where the guy be so excited.
No, it has. I'm sorry. I'll take it back.
But it just won't get hard. Like, really? Nigga be having a conversation with himself, and I'd be like, just relax. Like, he'd just be so excited, it just won't work. And then, like, I'd be like, well.
I've came fast off one person before.
Oh, yeah, and that happens all
and
the time.
I was, like, embarrassed as shit, because I'm like, I'm thinking, like, damn, next time I fuck her. So I went and got a gas station pill, because I thought it was going to happen again, because I was so excited to fuck her. And I took a gas station pill for no reason.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
Did, so it didn't work or it did?
Well, it worked, but I was just hard. She was like, I'm on my period. So I was like, fuck.
If you can walk through mine.
And you have a headache. Don't take them pills, G. You have a headache.
Why you didn't put her in a tub?
What? Man, I wasn't thinking about that. It was like my second time trying to hit. Like, I hit her the first time.
Was it good?
Yeah. And that's why I buzzed fast. It was good and I was excited. Like, oh, shit.
Hold up now.
I had to use the mouth. That kept me back. That kept me in the game.
That mouth
got me in the game. She loved that. I was like, yes.
Now, I don't know, because you may agree, you may not agree. If I'm ever on my period, like on day 3 or 4, if I get real, real horny, my period will go away.
Really?
Yeah, it'll just be wet and just won't be no... You know,
gushy. Your period's oozing out. That's what it is.
But your period go away while you fucking. Hop in the shower, ladies. Take you a really hot bath.
I don't think it worked for every. I heard of that too, but I don't think it worked for every woman.
I don't know. It's always
working. I heard of that too, though. I always so say that, like, hey, we just get in the shower, right?
I'd be so horny on my period. I have to do something. I have to suck dick. I have to do something.
But why do y'all get more horny on y'all periods?
I don't fucking know.
Let's say if you don't get dick at all.
Well, yeah, like me.
But, I mean, you be horny, like, damn, I want some dick or whatever.
I masturbate on my period. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I don't hear that.
I stuff and I go.
You acting up. Right?
What happened to wet ass pussy?
She said, oh.
Not red ass pussy.
Yeah,
because
you be so horny.
She a different breed.
Wow.
We need to do this show so I can get off work all the time.
Crazy, G. But, yeah. Woo. Where we was at, G? Okay. I'm lost. Girl, why would you do that?
Oh, that's what I did when I asked. So did you hold that against him when, you know, he couldn't?
No, what I did was I knew what it was because it wasn't the first time I've ever been with somebody and they just could not get up, like, overly anticipating the situation. Like, I just was like, shit, let's go do something. We did something, came back, and it was all right. It was decent. Mm-hmm. So if you ever, so would you prefer wet, weak pussy? Or
what's wet, weak pussy?
Like a bitch that just don't know how to fuck. Like she just bored.
First with me, like I've learned to tell motherfuckers straight up what I like in the beginning. Cause if you
okay, we're not talking about you.
I'm just saying,
we're
like,
talking about before you tap the.
So what I prefer, wet weak pussy or wet good pussy?
Or mediocre pussy, like you have to spit to get it started. And that shit was fire once.
Wet good pussy.
Wet boring pussy.
Good pussy.
Oh, so mediocre dry pussy.
What, I said wet good pussy. How did you just change my answer?
Oh, wet.
No, you changed the answer. That wasn't mine.
You changed it. That was not what I asked.
What you asked?
I said, would you prefer wet whack pussy?
Uh-huh.
Or like dry pussy you had to push to start? That was fire.
So it's not wet good pussy. Oh, I thought it was.
No, because all wet pussy ain't good.
So yeah, mediocre pussy to push to start.
Because all wet pussy ain't good. You probably had some wet whack pussy. Wet as fuck, but can't fuck. Born in a motherfucker.
That one person.
Skates on her back.
That one person.
And don't know how to throw it back. Mm-hmm. You had that before?
Absolutely.
You?
I'm saying, yeah.
Excuse me. P lets you know what he doing. The motherfucking.
Nah, I just said that one person.
Bitch, I'm freaky. If you ain't freaky, I can't fuck.
For real, dog. I told man.
So how do you know? Like,
motherfucker tried to fuck me. He was like, I've been like you since we used to be at work. I want to. I said, man, look, I like these things. If you don't like these things, we can't fuck. And she was like, nah, you is freaky. I said, I know. I don't want to fuck you. That's boys wasting my time. I'm going to jack off. Not going to do that.
So you be like, hey, shorty, this what I like.
Nah, we know when that sex conversation pop up.
Right, but what I'm saying is she could lie. Like, I had a nigga tell me.
I ain't never had anybody lie to me.
I had a nigga tell me, like, I always tell people in the gate, like, look, I'm super freaky. I love to have sex. I have a bomb. I do three things amazingly.
It's one girl I had, like, that didn't do nothing.
And then you turned that out?
No, but I.
Enjoy.
And still enjoying fucking her. One girl, she don't do nothing I like. She don't give head, really. She don't do shit. But I enjoy fucking her.
Because she lets you have her way with her?
I don't know, maybe so.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't be that aggressive with her, though.
What? Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I know sometimes this guy was like, yeah, you know, I'm...
But no, yeah, I do take it, but I do.
And they'd be like, yeah, I'm a super freak. It disappointed me so bad. I was so mad. I stopped in the middle of six and I told that nigga leave.
He said, what?
He was like, yeah, I'm super freaky. Can't nobody keep up with me. Well, I'm like, okay, oh shit. He was good. He was nice looking gentleman. You know, I'm thinking like, oh, this thing's gonna fuck me like crazy. Yes. And then I was so fucking disappointed.
What did you do?
Nothing. Oh, like, whack dick ass nigga. I was sitting there so fucking mad. Like,
this is what was it?
Bitch, he's like, oh, this pussy's so wet. It's gonna be dry in 2 seconds. And he just was like trying to rabbit fuck me. And I hate that shit. Just like a fucking jackrabbit. Like, I stopped and I stood on the bed and I was like, look, nigga, I'm finna get the fuck out of here. This weak ass dick. Ain't nobody ever said, nigga, you weak as fuck. This dick is trash. Basura. And I left.
Damn.
A waste of wet for JJ. I was.
Tim, have you had a girl tell you guys a weak dick?
And that's the problem with you ladies. If a nigga is fucking you incorrectly, improperly, got weak ass dick, let these niggas know, please. Because that will prevent.
I think they do.
Some bitches like, don't.
Yeah, right.
I ain't never had no woman tell me that.
But that's the thing. Sometimes people be scared. Like, no. Like, you're not gonna fuck me like you fuck the next bitch. And that's the problem. A lot of niggas like to fuck each bitch the same way.
And you definitely gotta learn.
You can't do it.
No, you
like
gotta learn your hoes.
Yeah, woman.
You gotta what?
He said, I did that. You gotta learn your hoes. Nah, you gotta learn your girls, your ladies. You have to. I was just joking.
Well, ladies. You know, he did say he date 5 bitches at one time.
No, I'm just saying, but no, you do.
Competition.
Every woman ain't the same, though. Like, every woman, you can't just be going in the game thinking every girl the same. Every woman ain't the same. You can turn some out, some can turn you out. Some can be on the same page. Some can, you know, you gotta know.
I've been feeling. I have a notebook, right, that I have for, like, my freaky ideas that I be having, and I wonder if other ladies think like me, like,
I watch a lot of fucking bisexual gay porn and shit, like, but I have this idea in my head where, like, I don't want to get fucked by two niggas. I want to, like,
don't say it.
I want to have one nigga do me, and then I get head while the one dude is doing me. Like,
what?
Yeah.
You want one nigga to do you?
Uh-huh. And while the one dude doing me, the other dude is giving me head. I think that might be too close for any straight nigga coming.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
But, like, one is on the bottom, the other one's leaning over me. But I guess you could do that with a female, too.
Like, 69?
No, like, legit, like, he's under me, and the nigga is giving me head while he's doing it to me.
Oh, in that position.
Yes.
But I'm, you talking about anal, or you talking about...
No, she's saying, like, if she's on top, he laying like this, and he yeah. Not on the... I can't nobody see us. But he's not on the... He's not on the like this.
Okay.
And the dude is right here. In so front of them.
Yeah. He licking wild dude.
Yeah,
shit.
Like right. He's sucking the top of my clit. And that's how I'm thinking.
So
like,
he licking his dick and your pussy.
Yeah,
and maybe his balls.
He's gonna get dick juice on his tongue. He ain't trying.
No, but she more, said that's what she want.
But y'all just gonna tell
you. You a perv. I don't wanna hear no more.
She acting up.
Go ahead. You so wet ass pussy
some sound
night.
Effects going, damn.
It's your wet pussy night. Go ahead.
No, y'all.
That's your episode.
It's not.
Get shy, Tina. Go on.
Tina's on a prodigal.
Right. What else you like?
I like long walks in the park.
Whatever.
A nigga to cook me dinner. I'm going to do the cooking because he may not be able to cook as good as me, but.
I guess.
What?
What else? What's the next topic?
And I want to freak on a balcony while it's raining.
You know, I was mad. I fucked on the balcony in Miami. We was in the Bentley Hotel. And she ain't want to stay out there.
She ain't
want to
get seen.
She ain't that. Yeah, like, see, it was a good scene. The sex was good. We was on the balcony. She's like, no, I don't want to see. Come on, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
they gonna see all
that. She couldn't be wild, man. I ain't like that.
Oh,
but
she didn't want to be wild?
She ain't no wild girl. She did one wild thing. And that was when I, tell her to spit in my mouth.
Tina probably got a hotel, like, did. Picked out to do that.
Yeah.
What?
Pretty sure.
Have sex on a balcony?
Yeah. I figured out the balcony structures.
I don't have to figure out the structures. I'm all about fun. Like, I enjoy a little voyeur.
Update me, G.
Oh, update you. Sorry. Well, let's update this content.
What's the next topic?
Can a relationship survive with black sex?
No. You think it can?
For me personally.
Watch what she's gonna say.
No.
Go ahead. Oh.
Not for me, because I feel like sex is such a major part of a relationship, and like I feel like a relationship is based on three things: communication, sex, and sex.
Yeah.
Like I think it's like a 60-40.
Trust, communication, and sex.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Loyalty.
All of that go hand in hand, though.
I know, but.
Yeah. So, like, well, like, if we not jamming on the sex end, like, I know an amazing person. Like, he is amazing. Like, if you want a motherfucking husband, that's your guy. Mm-hmm. But he just don't do it for me on the sex side. Like,
why he don't?
I don't know. I'm just not into it. And I don't even want him to touch me. Like, I'm making up excuses. Like, oh, my stomach. I don't want to hear yet. But he's...
Is somebody that tried it?
Yeah, like, he's amazing. Like, I would marry him, but the sex...
How you know the sex is bad? You had sex with him before?
I never had sex with him. I tried, but I just was not attracted to him sexually.
Why?
I don't know. My shit would not...
Why would you be his husband? What?
But he's good, because he's such a great guy.
Just say he's a great man.
He is a great guy.
Don't get his hopes up.
Any woman would love to marry him.
But
just not me.
So you can't say he had bad sex then? If you never
for
had
me,
it.
For me, it's if I'm not sexually attracted to
you. Oh, then you just can't have sex, period.
Yeah, no. But we did attempt to try it like years ago. He went and got a hotel room. It was really, really nice. And yeah, I was throwed off. But he talked about how freaky he is, but I can't see it. It's like a
really?
Nigga.
Huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, like, nah, I slept in a whole nother damn hotel bed. Like, it was a double bed, and I had my own, and he had his.
When I found out somebody freaky, that was surprising me. Like, I know who you were. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, she into that? And I'd be like, oh. Like, I like that.
Oh. That's dope. Yeah, like, I like that, too. I like the niggas that don't even, you wouldn't even think, and them niggas rock your shit.
You ever met a person like that?
Golden Wang. That's his name.
You said Golden Wang?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. That is his name. Forever etched in forever. Like, that is... I think I've known him about his... Oh, my daughter's 11. I met him when I was pregnant, and... If anyone knows the story, my daughter's pregnancy, nobody knew that I was pregnant, and so...
Whatever.
They didn't.
You had sex with him while he was pregnant.
I did. I definitely did. And what?
No.
What'd you say?
I don't know. Finish the story.
It was fire. And that nigga just did everything, like, ever. Like, it was my first time, like, a nigga ever makes with me squirt. Like, all kind of shit. Like, a nigga that just... had opened your mind up, like, the first nigga we was at a party, and we fucked in the bathroom with all kind of people, like the nigga just...
Everybody did
that. No, I hadn't did that in all my little years of life. I didn't... Niggas, let me do you in the bathroom real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the dinner table...
Have you ever thought somebody was freaky, usually?
I didn't.
Like another woman?
Yes.
Because I always think, like, motherfuckers be like, I know, niggas don't do that. I'm like, niggas ain't never did that to you.
I know a girl. Fuck it, she's my best friend. And we met in the most funniest kind of way. And we match each other's sex drive. Like, she's my yin to the yang. Light skin, dark skin connection. Mm. I'll tell you that story for the later day, too.
Okay.
You'll love it. Okay. You'll be like, damn, really? Mm. Yeah, that's my best friend. That's my homie. Like, she is. We are neck and neck. I know a couple of girls like that we've met, and I think I may have been freakier than them. But I'm also real disrespectful when it comes to sex, especially, like, if I have a threesome with a guy that I'm with. Like, most times I'll have a guy bring the girl.
Right.
And most niggas I say is this, like... They will always make the other girl feel like it's more than what it is, so that way the girl feel like it was her idea. Nah. And then when they get to a situation and I come into play, like, him and I already have a super ass dope ass bond, sexual chemistry, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for us, one threesome I had, the girl had really got really mad the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, because I feel like we fucking till someone of us leaves.
I had a weird threesome. Wow.
But have you had a real threesome, though?
A weird threesome.
But have you had a real
one? Yeah.
Where, like, everyone's interacting with each other?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, you can fall asleep fucking one, waking up fucking the next one?
Like, that didn't happen. We just all slept. But it was weird.
How was it weird?
Because she kept... one of the girls kept trying to, like... she was being stingy. And I'm like, nigga, I came here with her to see you. Like, we're leaving together after this. But what happened?
Hold on. I'm trying to, like, my mom's birthday party this weekend.
Sorry. Okay.
So, do you feel like sex talk, like, do you take those conversations serious?
Like, as far as, like...
Like, why we fucking and we talking?
Yeah, like, I if you tell me some shit, I'd be like, okay. Like, and then I agree with it, and then I'd be like, okay. I'm going to be sitting waiting to do whatever the fuck we talked about. Well, say it at that moment. Be free.
Can you have, like, I feel like you have some of your best conversations while
you're... Please don't say nothing stupid. Like, did you pay the water bill? Like, don't say it. I'm like, what?
No water, no bills. Talk. No. But what I'm saying is, like, do you feel like you got, like, I don't know. Like,
I can feel like, oh, I can't wait till you fuck me on the balcony. I own a house or some shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, I need to get that house.
Like, yeah, nigga, how was your...
Yeah, that, day? But don't be...
Daddy, I don't like that.
Yeah, like shit like that. Like, I was thinking about that dick all day. Like, add that with it. Don't be making it like, my balls piss me off. I'm like, what? I don't want to finish fucking you. Like, you just turned me off.
So, like, are you over being single yet?
Yeah.
On my birthday, y'all, I was so sad. I was sitting on the edge of my bed, leaking, sad as hell. Like,
shut up.
Leaking.
Yeah. I was so fucking sad and depressed. I had drank a whole bottle of Vouv. First of all, my birthday was just all fucked up, honestly. Like,
why?
It was fucking terrible. I'm a big birthday person, so I make sure everyone around me has a dope ass birthday. And for some odd fucking reason, whenever my birthday comes around, I always get like the short end of the stick. So neither here nor there, I made reservations.
Do people know that?
Yes. Like I made it very vocal this year. Like I cut a lot of people off because of what happened on my birthday.
Right.
So I had made reservations. I went to Gibson's, and when I get there, it's me by myself. So the lady, shout out to Gibson's for their COVID-19 procedures, because they check your temperature before you go into the restaurant, make sure you're good. And so I get there, I give the lady my name for the reservation, and she's like, okay, well, you're the first of your party. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm the only one here for my party. She's like, oh my God, it's your birthday! Why? And I was like, look, just seat me. It doesn't matter.
Who you tell you was going to Gibson's?
I told my homegirls, basically. One of my bitches, wench. No, it ain't had nothing to do with money. The bitch stood me up for her nigga. And then, like, I got off work early and everything, because I was going to work the whole day, whatever. I got off work early, boom, whatever. So I'm in the restaurant, and I'm seated in between two couples, and then, like, a work party came. So the white lady and her husband, they were, like, looking at me the whole time. And I ended up going live with my homie Broadway. Shout out to him and his podcast. I mean, you know, I was doing his podcast, whatever, reporting live from my boring-ass birthday dinner. And the white lady had got up to go to the bathroom, and she kept staring at me. She came back, and she was like, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Did you get stood up tonight? I'm like, no, I didn't. It's my birthday. You know, I just want to. They bought my dinner. Shout out to the white couple. They were so cute and nice. And the husband was,
I mean,
I think the husband may have wanted to freak on me, because he kept saying, well, if you want, we can go for drinks after this.
You should have went for drinks.
No,
you could have had a wild night. That probably was a night for you. Turn around, Tina. You motherfucker had $30,000, $50,000 in your bank.
No, I don't. I'm scared.
Every time y'all had sex.
You had sex with a white person before?
Man, I ain't got nothing to do with that nigga. Fuck all that.
Mm-mm.
That nigga take them worms out. He got that money.
Barf.
Stop thinking white people will give you that.
What? Worms?
You met with a white person that gave you worms?
I've never. You know what the worm is?
What?
His winky.
So, you getting paid. I thought you were talking about a disease.
No, I don't want to.
What if he's a white dude with a big dick?
It still looks like a worm.
Oh, you got to look at it. Close
your fucking
eyes. Close your eyes and lay down.
No way. And they were older. Probably had saggy balls with a little gray in there.
Okay.
But yeah, but no. But then I fucked around and went and bought me this fucking bomb ass toy. Like, I don't know if y'all seen it. It's like the toy that got the little tongue on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and it moves.
Oh my God.
It feel good?
Dude, it's called the it's like a, it does, it's not, didn't have the tongue, but you sit it right on your clit.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, if you
so it's like a rabbit.
No. Mm-mm. It's a clit stimulator. I'll show it to you. When I tell you that was the best purchase I've ever made in my motherfucking life. Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, I ended up buying it from Lover's Lane. It was pretty pricey. It's called the Womanizer. So this is what it looked like.
I know what you're talking about.
This one. So it.
Oh, no, I never seen that.
It sits.
Where the tongue at?
It's not. It sits on your clit,
mm-hmm.
And it like
that little suction thing. But that's if you have a big
clit. My God! Even if you got a little one, it fits.
Man, that sucks on. They need to make something like for us. We ain't got nothing.
Y'all do.
That little booty.
No.
I found one in the garbage. That motherfucker, like, it was never used. I want to take it home so bad.
No, y'all got. There's a toy. I'm telling you, go to Lover's Lane. They got all the setups, but they have a. What's that thing called? A little
pocket pussy?
Yeah.
I got a pocket pussy.
Not a flesh. No, not like this. This motherfucker vibrates. You put a little something in there. That motherfucker feel like his hands massage you. Feel like a mouth. Yes. This
bitch costs $300,
don't it? Yeah.
Good. See, I'm not finna spend that much money to jerk off.
But good toys cost money.
I might would not have no pussy then. If I'm gonna spend $300, shit. If that feel that good, I don't need no woman. I just fuck that all the damn time.
No, you need. And toys are fun.
I don't care about touching nobody's. Just mean I'll spill myself if I need to.
Sorry,
I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck about
I'm choke. Not into, like...
I'll choke myself.
I found this, like, I'm really not into certain things, but I'll be into it for the nigga I'm fucking with. If I really like him, I'll try anything.
Hmm. That's good. That's good to know. You ever suck the man's feet?
I'm not touching anybody's fucking feet.
Wow.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You want your feet sucked?
No, the
you
fuck I
don't. You're doing for the guy you like. You
don't like your toes sucked? No, it tickles. I laugh.
No, you don't.
I do.
Okay. But you can't. People.
That shit is ticklish. Now, you know what's odd that I do enjoy? It's like if a motherfucker like kisses right here on the inside of my, what's this, my elbow?
Do you do something weird during sex?
Like what?
Just something weird.
Like weird or freaky?
Freaky and weird.
I have a tendency of, like, if I'm sucking dick, like, I have a tendency to see how far I gotta let me go.
Okay, not like that.
Oh.
Or you let somebody do something freaking weird to you? Like, let's say it's a dude like to suck your knee, or you like to suck on a dude's knee or nose. Like, something weird.
I know a nigga that like to lick my armpit. And I'm super ticklish, so it was weird. Like, he would hit you right in here. I'm like, oh my god!
It didn't matter to you, huh?
No, I mean, it depends on how weird it is. Like,
I mean, that's weird.
Like, that's odd, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I like people spit in my mouth. I'm gonna spit in my mouth.
Where did that come from, though?
I don't know.
Now here's the
thing. I seen it on Tumblr.
I'll spit. I tell you, Tumblr is
a gateway to sex.
Like, I'll spit in some. Not anymore since they closed it down.
You find things sometimes.
But I'll spit in someone's mouth, but I'm not too keen on a motherfucker spitting in mine. Like, I'm like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, if
I like spitting, if you give me head,
and I hate the word spit, it makes it sound so disgusting.
That's what sex is. Disgusting.
It should be like sex drool. Yeah. Because it's not necessarily spit. Like, when I think of spit, I'm thinking like spit. But the spit that you use.
Oh, you gotta say, like, oh, you wanna hawk in my mouth?
It's like natural saliva. Are you into spit, Timmy Pooh? Mm-hmm. You ever spat in someone's mouth?
No.
You ever got spat on?
Never. Never turned me completely
off. Really?
Yeah. Don't spit on me.
You give me vanilla vibes, you know?
Vanilla.
Does he give me vanilla vibes?
I don't know what Tim does. I don't care.
I hope I'm giving Pete vanilla vibes.
Right. I don't even know no vibe of Tim in the bed.
Pete don't need to be like, so what you like?
Every time I see Tim, I want to think of him behind a desk, okay? I don't think of him fucking doing nothing else.
I be looking at people and be like, I want to know what kind of sex you
like. You know what? I look at women like that. I'm not going to lie. I be like, damn, one of them, she be freaky as hell.
One time I worked at this office downtown. And my supervisor called me into his office, and we fucked something vicious. And I was so excited because I'm
wait,
like,
"What happened?"
He sent me an email. He was like, "Phyllis, can you come to my office?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Okay." Like, what did I do? Like, I got called to the principal's office, and baby,
what happened?
We fucked. Like, we were talking, and then he got
talking
up,
about what?
Like, he was trying to reprimand me about some shit that I did, but it was a whole lie. Like, I couldn't understand like what happened. Like,
he got up and did what?
He got up, he stood up behind me, and then he just like put a little pressure on my neck, and I just knew it was going down. Like, he grabbed me like this. I was like, in my head, I was like, oh my god, like what?
You
the
got
fuck?
Wet?
I did.
He was like, grab my cock.
And then he didn't say that, but next thing you know, I was over the table like,
wow.
It was fire too.
I fucked at the airport.
You did?
I used to work at the airport.
You fucked all the little ramp bitches.
I fucked what? No.
which airport?
O'Hare.
Oh, they got gimbo spots.
Yeah, a lot.
Who was fucking the
manager, the security, well, the supervisor, and she had to come to her office. And she was like, "You see, I got some rest." She was like, "You tired?" She was on my ear. She was like, "What'd she say? You got a big dick or some shit?" I was like, "Huh?" And then she rubbed my thigh, and I was like, "Huh?" She was like, "Pull it out." I was like, "Huh?" I was like, "Fuck it." She was like, "Let me sit on your face," and I was like, "Oh, she freaky." Okay. I'm like,
you're silly as well. I'm like, my job.
And
like,
Sears. Well, not Sears.
Like, what I do for a living. The Tootsie Roll Factory. When I first started doing my job, I was like, I think I may have been like 20-something. I was showing an apartment. This nigga was fine as hell. The very first property I ever worked at, he was fine as hell. He was from Memphis, too. That nigga.
He was like Lil Murda.
Oh, God. He was fine as hell. He was tall and shit.
You watch P-Valley, you know who Lil Murda is.
I have not watched that show.
Oh, you need to watch it.
What's it about?
It's good. It's a great show. It's a great fucking show on Stars.
Stars tends to have good shows.
Yeah, they doing their job with P-Valley. Go ahead.
But he freaked me when I was trying to show him the fucking apartment. I couldn't even say no. He was on the floor of a vacant unit. Like, my God.
See, I be wanting to have shit like that. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
But you know what's crazy is that I always dreamed of things like that happening.
Like me, when I be at work, dumping garbage, I want somebody to say, come here. I need you to come.
Like my homies who install cable.
Like this one lady. Oh, my God. She's bald head. She got like a fade, a gold fade.
On your route.
And she come out sometime like, baby, get this. I be wanting it. She drive an Audi. I'm like, she might got OnlyFans because she's always at home early in the morning. But she looks sexy as hell. Oh, my. I just want to. One day I'm going to speak to her and say, hey, let's see what happens.
How you going to say hey?
I don't know. Say hey. I don't know. I'm going to say, that's some water.
You for real? You see how
you grab it? I'm
scared. I woke her, man. She's sexy as hell. She's sexy as hell to me.
Let me cut my hair off.
I'm scared to talk to women, though.
Let me cut my hair back off, y'all.
Get the waves, the little waves.
Oh, you felt that, huh? Okay.
I'm fine. You know what I did? Nah, I ain't gonna say what I did. I'll tell y'all off air.
Talking about you.
What?
I said he took a page out your book talking about people waves in the video.
Oh, when you talking about in the video, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who? Did Nikki, you see darling, her waves? Darling Nikki. That bitch waves is fire.
I guess.
Did you see?
I wasn't looking at that.
I was just looking at her wet ass mouth. Yeah. But this, that song right here.
I like them nasty.
Oh,
yes. Is this song you
sent me? Real nasty.
Yeah.
She like me, I'm nasty.
You can't play them on, shit.
Wait, I'm trying to get to Miss Mulatto part. Miss Mulatto's real nasty, though. She said she wanna, she suck on that dick without asking, swallow them kids in the backseat. He put his thumb in. Hit it from the back, ain't no running. He hit it from the side, and I'm coming. That is my favorite side. I like to fuck on my side.
How you do?
I do. Turn me around and let me nut on my stomach. That's the best way, you know?
We got any more topics?
Me and P are going to go on 30 different dates. In 30 days.
What?
I've really been thinking about this. So you single, right?
30 different dates.
30 different dates with 30 different women in 30 days.
30 women don't want to date me.
I'm sure it is.
Okay. We'll see.
Tim, what you think about that?
We can do it, but we can see if 30 women want to date me.
You got 30 of them lined up?
I don't have 30 anything, but I just feel like we can do that shit.
Do it. Don't make it a reality show.
30 dates.
She go
slay with people.
In 30 days.
Pull up not even 30.
Not even 30, but
pull up at Phil's gas station.
I think we could do that.
Phil, you had him call in on the episode.
Phil up at Phil's gas station.
Two call ins an episode.
Yeah.
Go like, ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you go on dates and then I go on dates.
Okay.
You think that could work?
We'll see.
I don't know. You can't fuck them though, P.
That's the problem. That's why I said we don't need no reality TV.
Put that disclaimer on.
Right. Well, they want to fuck me. They fuck me.
On the date with.
I don't want to do that.
Yes, you is. You're going to fuck them.
How you know what I'm going to do? It's my pussy.
All right, we'll see.
You going to fuck them? God damn.
We'll see.
Ouch. See?
I ain't do all that.
That just hurt it.
Well, that was
common, right? Get you lying.
I know you lying.
So you want to do that for...
we can do it.
Like, not even... We don't have to do 30 days.
Okay, 30 men, 30 women. send your information in on our...
Not 30. Let's not... That sound like so many.
Okay, 15. 10 and 10?
No,
10.
10. 10.
That's a cool name.
Now, do he pick your 10 and you...
No, 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 no. 10? We... You pick them.
No.
Tim, you pick them. No, Tim, you pick them.
Tim, okay, no, no,
no. Tim pick them.
Pick our 10.
No, 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 no.
I can't pick no dudes.
We'll do this.
He gotta be like, yeah, he's handsome.
We'll do that. So, guys, we're gonna work on this. We're gonna have...
But it's gonna be...
Date
so,
night with late
But we
night
do have to give them... We gotta pick out 30 people. 15. I take 15. You take 15.
So it's
or 20. I take 10. You take 10.
We'll do 10 and 10.
Right. So, 20 out of 20 people, out of 10 women, 10 men, DM us on late nights _ sexy and savage.
Matter of fact, bro, this is how you do it. Pick. Get 20 names, right? You're going to pick 10 from the 20. Put it in the hat. She pull out a name, whichever name you
didn't pick. No, I want people to DM, though.
I know they can still do that. We do DM after you done picked the name, because you're going to pick the name.
But what did I just get myself IG name.
Right.
So we put it in the hat. Bam. She pick out 10.
Date night with late nights and sexy and savage. Y'all, this is going to be fun.
That's gonna
I think I'm going to regret
DM them.
No, they got DM us.
You're going to have to DM them and tell them, you know, we have to make a post.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. We can make a post.
And then we'll promote the post.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And if they want to date us, they can DM us.
And then the top three people, the top two, your top two and my top two picks.
Come on the show.
Come on the show.
Come on the show. I'm liking it.
All right. We can do it.
I don't know if I like this.
Why? You gonna get some old weird man. I'm gonna fall in love.
Weird dude. He's
I'm gonna fall in love with a 50-year-old. I love you.
Oh, wait a minute. There has been a fucking influx of niggas inboxing me. Do I want to be their sugar baby? No, they lying.
That's a bot one.
It's a scam. Yeah, hello, beautiful. Are you interested in being my sugar baby and get paid $2,500 weekly? I'm not asking you for nudes or dirty talk. Just keep my company. Boy, shut the fuck up. Oh, weak ass, hoe ass. Just playing. I just wanted to say that. So, guys, be on the lookout for date nights with Late Night and Sexy and Savage. And as always, things get freakier at night.
Yes, yes. Peace out, people. Bye. Love. Be safe out there. Chicago, let's pray for our city, too, man. We got to tell them that because... It's a lot of crazy shit going on right now.
That's a whole nother topic.
I know, but we got to throw it out there. All right, love y'all. Have a good night. Peace out.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC.